Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, this is the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation outside the 12th Hour Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is July 15, 2017, or the 22nd day of the 4th month, 2021. We will start our first service on this Sabbath day with a song entitled, He Leadeth Me. He leadeth me, oh blessed thought, overs with heavenly comfort thought. What e'er I do, e'er happy, yet is your hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful Father I will be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Sometimes missing the deepest gloom, sometimes for Eden's flowers bloom. Our waters still for troubles seek, yet is His hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. Start with Genesis chapter 22. Let's just read the whole chapter. Genesis 22, we're going to start with verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that Yahweh did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, Then Isaac his son, and cleared the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which Yahweh had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, Yahweh will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came unto the place that Yahweh had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of Yahweh called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest Yahweh, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, as it is said unto this day, in the mount of Yahweh it shall be seen. And what is the mount of Yahweh today? It's the house of David. No longer the Adventist Church. That mount has been planed off. Verse 15, And the angel of Yahweh called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith Yahweh, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor. Huz is firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Hazar, and Pildash, and Jidlaph, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begat Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Rumah, she bare also Teba, and Gaham, and Tarash, and Makkah. Okay, that's the end of chapter 22. Let's go right on now into chapter 26. It says that Yahweh speaks to Isaac. And there was a famine in the land. We saw the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, Isaac and Abimelech. Okay, this is verse 7. Then the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, She is my sister, for he feared to say, She is my wife. Thus said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window, and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, Behold, of a surety she is thy wife, and the house that saidest thou, She is my sister. And Isaac said unto him, Because I said, Lest I die for her. Abimelech said, What is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might have lightly have lain with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltless upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, He that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year an hundredfold, and Yahweh blessed him. And the man waxed great, and went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, and possession of herds, and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley, and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well, and strove for that also, and he called the name of it as Shipnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth, and he said, From now the Yahweh hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Yahweh appeared unto him the same night, and said, I am the Elohim of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for thy servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there, and called upon the name of Yahweh, and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzat, one of his friends, and Pakol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye unto me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? They said, We saw certainly that the Yahweh was with thee. And we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Yahweh. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. They rose up betimes in the morning, and sware one to another. Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged. And said unto him, We have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith.
Esau
was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashmath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mine unto Isaac and unto Rebekah. You know, it just came to me that Esau could have remained in Israel had he chosen to humble himself and serve his younger brother Jacob. But because he would not do that, he wanted to be the head and the king over his own land. So he went and married some heathen women, and he set up his own rulership in another country. So he had to get all the land of Israel, all of Palestine, and he had to go into another country to set up Mount Edom, where Esau was king. He was number one head. And because he would not serve his younger brother. Because he couldn't stand the land and not serve his younger brother. And it says so right there in Romans chapter 9, and probably about verse 6. It says, verse 11, For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Yahweh according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. He has said unto her, The elder shall serve the younger. So it is said unto Rebekah. And as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. So, because Esau hated Yahweh, Esau hated his birthright, he hated the thought of being righteous and pure and the progenitor of the righteous line to carry on the firstborn's duty from his father and Israel, to be an elder in Israel. And so Yahweh says, because you despise that and hate that, he says, I'm going to love Jacob and I'm going to hate you. Well, we know the story that Esau, with the birthright, Genesis chapter 26, he went and married heathen women. And so, that was the final straw that broke the camel's back as far as him being the continue on, being the progenitor of the righteous line, representing Israel. And so, having done that, then Isaac called him after that, and he said, I've got to give you a blessing. It's time for you to inherit your inheritance as the firstborn. So he says, go get me some field and get me some venison, and prepare it like I like. And he says, come and bring it back so I can eat it and bless thee. So Esau was 40 years old. So it was the age of 40 that you had to attain unto to get to be blessed from your father to carry on the righteous line. I've always said it was 30 years old, but here it is right here. Esau was 40 and Isaac was as well 40 years old, for they were twins. So Isaac left his father's house. He was gone 20 years. Jacob had to leave his father's house. He was gone for 20 years. And padded around to his, mother's brother, his uncle. And so Jacob was exiled for 20 years. And then he came back with his quiver full of servants, cattle, 4 wives, 12 sons, or 11 sons actually when he left Mesopotamia, but he had one born on the way, Benjamin, the last one, back to his father's house. And so there you have it. Okay, we're going to skip over chapter 27, and we're dealing with this word obeyed, all right, but we're going to go now to the word obey, O-B-E-Y. And we're going to go to Joshua 24. Okay, we're back to our original theme, Obey My Voice, Part 1. In Joshua 24, it says, Joshua's covenant for Israel at Shechem. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before Yahweh, and Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according unto that which I did among them, and afterwards I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto the Yahweh, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them, and your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and ye dwell in the wilderness a long season. I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess your land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and you dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive yards which you planted, and not do you eat. Now therefore, fear the Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in the truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve the Yahweh. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my father, we will serve the Yahweh. And the people answered and said, Yahweh forbid that we should forsake the Yahweh to serve other gods. But Yahweh Elohim, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt. From the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And Yahweh drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve Yahweh, for he is our Elohim. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve Yahweh, for he is an holy Yahweh. He is a jealous Yahweh. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sin. If you forsake the Yahweh and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Yahweh. And Joshua said unto the people, you are witnesses against yourself, that you have chosen you the Yahweh to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away, as said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Yahweh Elohim will we serve, and his voice will we obey. There you have it. Joshua said, and the people said unto Joshua, the Yahweh Elohim will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Now these are the people telling Joshua. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of Yahweh, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of Yahweh. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of Yahweh which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest you deny your Elohim. Joshua's death and burial. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gaash. And Israel served the Yahweh all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of Yahweh that he had done for Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem in a parcel of ground. which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died, and they buried him in a hill that pertained unto Phinehas, his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 8, we're going to read the whole chapter. It says, and it came, Israel desires a king. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his first son, or his firstborn, was Joel. And the name of his second, Abiah. They were judged in Beersheba, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment. And all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the words, or all the works, which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, and so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Yahweh unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to his horsemen, and smote small, and some shall run before his chariots, and he will appoint him captains over thousands, and captains over 50, and he will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war, and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. And he will take your fields, and your vineyards, and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servant. And he will take the tenth of your seed, and of your vineyard, and give unto his officers and unto his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and you shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king which ye shall have chosen you. And Yahweh will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of the Samuel. Now, what's the name of our series? Obey His voice. That's any voice that Yahweh has appointed over you, you are to obey that voice. And nay, but we will have a king over us, they said, They said, Nay, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. So they think that one man, is going to go out before them and fight their battles. One man. Just need one good leader. What about all the soldiers he's going to need? Didn't they think about that? Verse 21, And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Yahweh. Yahweh said unto Samuel, Hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, Go ye every man unto his city. Alright, that's the end of chapter 8. Let's go on to the first time of chapter 9. Saul comes to Samuel. This is verse 1. Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bechoroth, the son of Epi, a Benjamite, a mighty man of valor. Oh, they got him a mighty man of valor. Okay. And he had a son, verse 2, whose name was Saul, a choice young man, and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee, and arise, go seek the asses. And he passed through the Mount Ephraim. And passed through the land of Shalisha, but they found him not. And then they passed through the land of Shalem, or Shalem, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamite, but they found him not. And when they were come to the land of Zup, Saul said unto his servant that was with him, come and let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take thought for us. And he said unto him, behold now, there is in the city, in this city, a man of Yahweh, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither peradventure, and he can show us our way that we should go. Now keep in mind, this is a very key verse, verse 6, 1 Samuel 9. And he said unto him, behold now, there is in this city a man of the Yahweh, and he is an honorable man, and all that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither, for adventure he can show us our way that we should go. Now you see why Yahweh raises up a prophet to be over his temple? Because if you will listen to him and obey his voice, he can perhaps show you also the way that you should walk in. Verse 7. Then said Saul unto his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessel. There is not a present to bring unto the man of Yahweh. What have we? And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of Yahweh, a silver, that will I give to the man of Yahweh to tell us our way. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of the Yahweh, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer. Let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Then said Saul unto his servant, well said, come, let us go. So they went unto the city where the man of Yahweh was. And as they went up the hill unto the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, is the seer here? And they answered them and said, he is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he came today to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. As soon as ye be come into the city, ye shall straightway find him, before he go up to the high place to eat, for the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice. And afterwards they eat that be bidden. Now therefore get you up, for about this time ye shall find him. And they went up into the city, and when they were come into the city, behold, Samuel came out against them for to go up to the high place. Now Yahweh had told Samuel in his ear a day before. Saul came and said, tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, and that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistine, for I have looked upon my people, because their cry has come unto me. When Samuel saw the Yahweh said unto him, behold, the man whom I spake unto thee of, this same shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near unto Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go, and will tell thee all that is in thine heart. And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found, and on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house? And Saul answered and said, am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then spakest thou so unto me? And Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought him into the parlor, and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, which were about 30 persons. And Samuel said unto the cook, bring the portion which I gave thee, of which I said unto thee, sit it by thee. And the cook took up the shoulder and that which was upon it, and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, behold, that which is left, set it before thee. And eat, for unto this time hath it been kept for thee, since I said I have invited the people. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. And when they were come down from the high place and into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. And they arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose, and they went out both them, he and Samuel, abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said unto Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on, but stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of the Yahweh. Saul is anointed. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because Yahweh hath anointed thee to be a captain over his inheritance? So Saul was anointed to be captain over Yahweh's inheritance. Now Israel, Yahweh created Israel. He said, you of all the families of Egypt have I chosen another on our shoes. So now he is telling this king Saul, you have been anointed over my inheritance. In other words, you have been specially chosen, as people wanted you. I approved of it, had my prophet anoint you. Now go and if you'll obey my voice now from here on in, then your kingdom will stand forever. So all he had to do was obey all Yahweh's statutes and judgment, everything he commanded him, and his kingdom would stand forever. King Saul's kingdom would stand forever. When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses, and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up unto Yahweh unto Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee, and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. After that thou shalt come to the hill of Yahweh, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with the palfrey, and the tabret, and the pipe, and the harp before them, and they shall prophesy, and the Spirit of Yahweh will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for Yahweh is with thee. And thou shalt go down between me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee, to offer burnt offerings, and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come unto thee, and show thee what thou shalt do. And it was so, that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, Yahweh gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither unto the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him. And the Spirit of Yahweh came upon him, and he prophesied among them. Okay, and it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, and the people said one to another, "What is this that has come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" And one of the same place answered and said, "But who is their father?" Therefore it became a proverb, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" And that's a question mark. And when he had, well, Saul was also among the prophets. Just like Brother Johnson, and a typical King of Saul, was also among the prophets. Brother Johnson was not a true prophet in every sense of the word, but he was not a false prophet either. He was limited. He was limited to prophesying. But he had 7 years of experience in prophesying at Kermit, Texas, even though he failed in his first year. His first prophecy he made in 1971, one year old, on the Passover 1971, Roland Johnson made a false prophecy, and he tried to carry it out, and it failed, and he didn't see it as failing. He interpreted it as being successful, and so for the next 2 years, he interpreted everything he said to be a success, and everything he said from then on became a failure. Ended up all wrong. But he was right whenever Yahweh says overall he had a 7-year period of teaching Yahweh's government to the Adventist church. He did a magnanimous job of it. He's got that record of creation calendar. That is an instrument that he wrote and put together. Put Yahweh's people back on true time and established the sanctuary system under the Seventh-day Adventist. And he published, that was his greatest publication, was Creation Calendar. And it was accurate right down to the last letter. And he taught it for 7 years, but then it became old habit with Gilead Center. They took it all for granted. And so they settled back and rested on their laurels. In essence, they said, "Well, we have already arrived. We've already arrived. All we got to do now is just sit back and relax and coast. We're out here in the wilderness. We're out here in the desert. We're out here in a quiet place, out here in the middle of nowhere. And we've got this servant or two that goes out in the field for us, leaving us at home, the leadership. And I got these two servants, Alan DeLong and Denton Brunken, I got them, and a couple of others off and on that goes with them to help them out in the field. But other than that, the leadership stayed at home and enjoyed and rested on their laurels and said, well, we've already arrived, kick back and enjoy the rest of it here on out. That's what happened at Kermit, Texas. So sad to say. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 13, and when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. And Saul's uncle said unto him, and unto his servant, whither went ye? And he said, to seek the asses. And when we saw that they were nowhere, we came unto Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you. And Saul said unto his uncle, he told us plenty that the asses were found, but of the matter of the kingdom, whereof Samuel spake, he told me not. Saul is chosen king. Verse 17, 1 Samuel chapter 9. And Samuel called the people together unto the Yahweh, unto Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all kingdom and of them that oppressed you. And ye have this day rejected your Elohim, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore, present yourselves before the Yahweh by your tribe and by your thousands. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken. And Saul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of Yahweh further, if the man should yet come thither. And the Yahweh answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. And he ran and fished him thence, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. In other words, King Saul went back to the ranch. He went back to his father's mules to take care of the animals, the sheep and the goats and the camels. And he didn't care anything about being out there. He wanted to just be a rancher with his father. So he hid himself on the day of the inauguration for king to be established in the sight of all the people over Israel. He was hiding among his stuff. They had to go fetch him. And Samuel said unto all the people, see ye him whom the Yahweh has chosen? That there is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, Yahweh save the king. And Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Yahweh. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man into his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts Yahweh had touched. But the children of Belial said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. Okay, Saul defeats the Ammonites. That's in 1 Samuel chapter, I guess, 11. Yeah, I just finished chapter 10. Well, actually, we're getting close to the end of our study, but we'll go ahead and start in. Saul defeats the Ammonites, 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1. Then Nahash, the Ammonite, came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel, And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, Give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers unto all the coasts of Israel. And then, if there be no man to save us, we will come out unto thee. Then came the messengers unto Gibeah of Saul, and told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came after the herd out of the field, and Saul said, What aileth the people that they weep? And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of Yahweh came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces and sent them throughout all the coast of Israel by the hands of the messengers, saying, Whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Yahweh fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said unto the messengers that came, Thus shall you say unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, Tomorrow by that time, the sun be hot, you shall have help. And the messengers came and showed it unto the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, Tomorrow we will come out unto you, and ye shall do with us all that seemeth good unto you. And it was so on the morrow that Saul put the people in 3 companies, and they came into the midst of the host in the morning, watched and slew the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that 2 of them were not left together. Saul made king, verse 12. And the people said unto Samuel, Who is he that said, Shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men, that we may put them to death. And Saul said, There shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Yahweh hath wrought salvation in Israel. Then said Samuel unto the people, Come and let us go to Gilgal and renew their kingdom there. And all the people went unto Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Yahweh and Gilgal, and there they sacrifices of peace offerings before the Yahweh, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Israel's got a king over them, and he has delivered them in their first battle with the enemy. And so now they are very happy. They got a man that they can look up to just like them. And so there you have it. This brings the end of our study. This hour, contact us at the 11th hour call, number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song. The love of Yah, how great Yah, is greater far.
The love of Yah is greater far than time can never tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty path brought down the pain, the greatest sought to He said each time he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, love of God, it's endured a measureless and strong. Forever flowing through the saints and angels' songs. And holy time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall. When men who hear refuse to pray, and rocks and hills and mountains fall. Just love so short, just here and go. Oh, measureless and strong, redeeming grace to heaven's ray. The saints and angels' song. Oh, love of God, it's an adore. Oh, measureless and strong. It shall dwell the morning dawn. The saints and angels' song. The ocean fair, and where the skies their parchment gray, where every storm on earth is clear, and every man a Sabbath day, to him like the love of the all above. Drain the ocean dry, knock at the scroll, contain the hope, go stretch from sky to sky. Oh, love of God,